Hi, bear with me. I'm going to try to fit in five poems. The first one is dictated by timing. Since Mother's Day is almost upon us, I'm reading my Mother's Day poem. It's called Mother's Day, a Sonnenisio, in which I take exception to Millay's thesis. Sonnenisio is a relatively new form. It's a variation on the sonnet invented by a poet named Kim Adonisio. So you get the ending. And there are lots of requirements for this form, but the one you need to know is that the first line has to be from somebody else's sonnet. Okay, Mother's Day, a Sonnenisio. Euclid alone has looked on beauty bare. If beauty is all in the bone, barely sketched, angle and line, no blooded flesh to bear, no heaviness to be borne, taut muscle or slackening meat grown on the frame, knees and hips to bear up under weight. Bare facts, there are these, our once soft, fragrant babies, born months in the womb, born through loins in sweat and cramp, born on backs, in arms, in hearts, in dream and nightmare our lives long, that bear 70 or more, through good and unbearable times, ours, theirs. We all bear each other's burdens, each other's blindness, bear ourselves painfully to scrutiny, not barely linear scaffolding, not alone under joy and pain. Loveliness bears flesh while love remains. Okay, now this is just a little bit of voyeurism that my husband and my sister and I engaged in Florida when Mark and I were on vacation. We were looking down into a pond at a bird sanctuary. And this actually really happened. Unlooked for courtship in an afternoon. Small red-eared turtle in the pond, forelimbs denticulated, green, its ferny fronds rippling as if by a water jet. These reach toward a larger, darker swimmer. He seeks to caress the other's face. The race is for the little guy to catch the bigger, to face off after circling the one seemingly the sun of his existence, to stroke that other's cheeks with the dancing fringes of waving filmy green that line his arms. The larger, all the while, perhaps alarmed, perhaps embarrassed by public display, sets out for distant parts or just revolves to keep the small one at bay or to encourage and judge the sincerity of the devotion that drives her suitor to his constant motion. Okay, here's an old one. I actually wrote it in 1998. And it's...
Some of us weren't even born.
Yeah, notably my granddaughter. It's a New Orleans poem I titled it Start with a Rue, and it's the memory from before the flood. Some call it Rome with an easier language, prescribe hidden money belts, shoulder bags slung across chests. But the locals just say, on Bourbon Street, carry your wallet in a front pocket, and y'all have fun. Old Mule clops the buggy past iron lace balconies, pastel plaster houses, old murders, old fires, new music, tongue-teasing food. Street mimes and palm readers and coffee dark and bitter as the Blackwater lagoons offer themselves in open air, while tour guide drivers deliver the spiel at 8 facts, 2 streets, and 1 good photo op per minute. And ages and villains and heroes amalgamate like gumbo, grow savory under cayenne sunsets. From half-closed doorways, musicians warming up make love to horns and clarinets, punish pianos. To get it all to move and jump right together, Africa and France and Spain, the islands and all the local backwaters pulse and sing a new hybrid, strong and wayward and stubborn, wild-eyed as that old mule, and a lot swankier, a lot livelier, pain and velvet in the minor key, grit and surprise and dancing shoes in every tripping heartbeat, foot stomp and tickle measure, smoky as the vocalist's last confidential note, similar and individual as each cook's jambalaya, a stream of peppered syncopation pouring the town and the people's hearts into the twilight air. Okay, this one I've dedicated to my father. It's called Tikkun Olam, which is Hebrew for repairing the world, and it is the most important adult responsibility to leave the world better than it was when you entered it. This is our town. How do we want to live? Asked the soft-voiced man with the double chin and the talent for stating the truth in print. Our kids, what do we want them to learn? Once, between freedom rides and flaming blocks, the schools in a bedroom town met integration. The sleepers sat up in bed as if fire engines had torn down their streets. How can we make this work? Urged the man. And the clergyman, the township officials, the school board sat down together. White folks unhappy, whose real estate values fell as neighborhood schools collected yellow buses. Black folks unhappy, whose kids rode those buses 5 years instead of one. Sometimes you need the streets. Sometimes the public spectacle adds to the sermon. Sometimes the editorial has gone unread. But sometimes the spotlight needs to dim, and the quiet voice remind us that all our hands must meet in the middle if we are to build. It wasn't heaven, but we kids went to school together. Doors were not barred, streets were not burned, and the National Guard stayed home. Last one, and I've made a few copies because this isn't finished, and I know it isn't finished, so I'd love for you to scribble suggestions. It's also the most recent one. The ornamental trees that lined the street began to fall one by one. Cars were stove in overnight as if by stealth, unheard, so fleet, the trunks seemingly in the fullness of their health, creak and then down when there seemed nothing to fear. They had been planted in a single year, had grown to full high canopies bending in to form green tunnels, the street a promenade. Now those strong gnarled roots had met their fate. Citizens called for action at nearest date. Raise them at once before someone is crushed. Behold municipal action in a rush, a full generation felled in just a week. There has to be much wisdom there somehow, but we who see spouses, siblings, friends, and cousins go, the tremors, the dim forgetfulness, the hidden blow, the sudden crushing pain or slow depletion, the too soon fading of the vigorous season, call out in sleep sometimes, wishing to keep their tall protectiveness, and dreaming, flinch from the crazed buzz of power tools advancing inch by inch.